In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the idea of separate schools for children of different races was unconstitutional. The very next year, Little Rock, Arkansas started to desegregate its schools, and that was not easy. Everyone from white parent groups to Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus opposed the idea of desegregating the schools. In 1957, 3 years after the Supreme Court's landmark ruling, Brown versus the Board of Education, the world watched while 9 African-American teens walked up the steps of Little Rock's all-white Central High School. Terrence Roberts was one of those 9 students.
The governor had called out the National Guard, ostensibly, according to him, to keep the peace. But basically, their orders were, no black people allowed. So we were turned away. After weeks of wrangling in court, the judge who was assigned to the case said, no, you have to follow the order to desegregate. The governor pulled the National Guard and basically said, okay, go ahead. And then we were left to go there at our expense, really, in terms of whether or not we'd make it out alive. We did have the Little Rock police again, but they really weren't on our side.
And there were just 9 of you, 9 kids.
Yes. Yes, the odds were not too good.
No. What was going through your mind?
Well, initially, I bought the governor's spiel who said that the guard was there to keep the peace. So I walked up to school thinking, okay, another first day of school, which, by the way, I loved. I love school. So there was some excitement about it. But when I approached the school, I could hear the sounds before I even saw what was going on. By the time I got there, the roar was deafening because any time a black person appeared in that area, the noise level went up significantly. I was immediately surrounded, however, by a group of reporters and photographers. They became my shield, if you will. So I'm giving interviews while folk are yelling over the shoulders of these reporters and photographers. It was apparent to me after some time that this was not the best place, so I left. I walked back home. We eventually made it into school, but by this time, the president had got involved, and we had the army. So we made it into school with the assistance of the army.
How many months after you first enrolled was that?
This was probably 3 weeks. 3 weeks total.
I'm talking with Terrence Roberts. He's one of the Little Rock 9 high school students who volunteered to desegregate Little Rock, Arkansas Central High School in the year 1957. And the operative term here is volunteered. You took that step yourself. How did that happen?
The school board, oddly enough, determined that they were going to obey the new Supreme Court ruling. That was 1954. Eventually, they came up with a plan, determined that it would be 1 high school, Central High. They sent representatives to the all-black schools, of which there were 2, 1 middle school, 1 high school, and the proposal was made. If we do this in September 57, how many of you would want to be a part of it? We raised our hands, lots of us. We had probably 150 total between the 2 schools. And then we went home and told our parents that we had volunteered. And as you can well imagine, those numbers quickly dwindled.
When you volunteered and then you went home, what did you say to your parents?
I actually didn't have to say much. I think they probably sensed that if something ever happened like that, I would be a part of it. They readily assented. They said, we will support your decision 100%. We had lived so long under the aegis of separate but equal.
I'm glad that you mentioned separate but equal because that was the official law. I'm curious how equal the education was at Horace Mann High School and Central High School.
Oh, that was always a sham. And the separate part was set in stone.
Right, just the equal part.
The equal part was missing.
In Seattle, at least, we have this sort of de facto segregation based on geography because people live in different parts of the city. Fundamentally, we're talking about equal access to an equal education in this particular instance. Is it the access or is it the integration that's important, or are both of them important?
I don't know what words we might use to characterize all of this, but I think it boils down to whether or not every individual in this society is willing to see others as peer in the universe. If we can see each other as peers, then we treat each other differently. And once we learn how to deal with difference, I think we will be on a different footing.
This is something that we as adults or college graduates or students entering college can think about. What do you say to the 5 and 6 year olds who will eagerly pick up their satchels next September and race for the school bus?
I sometimes see that group as being our salvation, but then I quickly lose that thought as they enter the school, because that's the first place they begin the indoctrination. It happens. I read a research report just last night about a group of teachers who were told by the principal that they were getting a group of new students, half of whom were gifted and bright because they'd been tested. Absolutely, all 10 kids had been randomly selected. But it turned out at the end of term, those kids who had been identified as bright and gifted did much better. It was about expectations on the part of the teacher. It's that sort of thing that we have to do with any kind of difference. So if we say that all kids who enter, regardless of, quote, the so-called race or whatever, they're all bright and gifted, then we have a chance. However, the problem is, well, what are we going to teach them? We can't teach them the same old stuff. As a fourth grader, I remember learning about manifest destiny, that concept that said it was the manifest destiny of European settlers to occupy this country from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That sort of stuff, I think, is still being taught.
Terrence Roberts, one of 9 high school students who integrated Little Rock, Arkansas's all-white Central High School in 1957. Roberts did not graduate from Central High. Racial tensions in Arkansas continued. Schools were shut down, so Roberts finished his education in California. Terrence Roberts was in Seattle last week. He gave the commencement address to the University of Washington's School of Social Work.